This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You ready? Simple question. Are you concerned about the economy? It's a simple yes or no. I know, stock market's going down, blah, blah, blah. Are you concerned about the economy? You concerned about your job? You concerned about paying the bills? I'm not, now, let's put it this way. We all have our concerns about spending money, paying bills, our finances, etc. There's no question. There's an undercurrent of that for everybody. If you're smart, you're managing your money. So I'll put it in some sort of a perspective. Under Obama, I was deadly concerned about the ability to pay my bills. Wondered at times, would I be able to sustain it for the long term, etc., etc. Deadly concerned all the time. I was concerned about the welfare of my friends, the economy as a whole, and how that would impact the things that I'm doing. And keep in mind, this is at a time when Facebook was allowing us to make money. You could use social media. I was technically feasting during this time with all that, and I was concerned. And of course, once Facebook cut back, Obama's policies kicked in, it was like, holy crap, what happened? It was like getting a door slammed in your face everywhere you went, and you didn't have to go anywhere. Facebook, Google, Twitter, Obama, just all of it. GDP going down, manufacturing, good jobs going away. Nobody, no prospects. Rampant unemployment, rampant welfare rolls growing like crazy. Policies that were crippling economies. Every city was crippling itself under the weight of global climate nonsense and a host of other leftist policies that had businesses scurrying out of leftist enclaves and trying to get some safe haven in a Texas or in Arizona, perhaps, or somewhere out of Illinois, out of California, out of New York. But you can only run so far when it's being done at the national level. So I'll ask you again. Are you concerned about your stock market? Are you concerned about your 401k? Are you concerned about your IRA or whatever, your savings, your retirement? Because I would venture to say under Donald Trump, you are a lot less worried than you were under Barack Obama. Baby Black Jesus had you worried, and you better had been worried. Again, Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to here, folks. I know most of you haven't worried, but here's what I will tell you. Reuters had a headline, and here was it said, Wall Street tanks on concerns over a recession. And I chuckled. That's the reason why Wall Street tanked, huh? I guess it didn't have anything to do with the Chinese devaluing their money and manipulating the trade, America's trade with them, huh? I guess it didn't have anything to do with the reaction to that. I guess it didn't have anything to do with the trade negotiations currently going on and a lot of other manipulation by very wealthy people who took advantage of that. Forex traders, people that trade in currency. I guess it had nothing to do with the reaction that, and I talked about this, that companies had by saying, okay, we got to invest more in China for the time being, understanding that it's going to hurt the Chinese economy. If I were going to bet anything short, I would bet the Chinese economy to take a big hit over the next, say, 60 days. That's what I would be betting. Yeah, but Reuters wants you to believe that there's concerns over a recession. You have one of the most robust economies in decades, and you're concerned about a recession. More people working than in the history of this country. Right now, more blacks, more Latinos, more women, more young people, fewer people on welfare than decades ago. Getting off of welfare, 401. Donald Trump says we've created, I don't know how much, but he says in home values alone, we've created trillions of dollars. People are buying and selling homes, making money. I had a friend, his daughter and her husband are getting divorced, unfortunately, and that's the reason why I know the story. Married a year, bought a house a year ago, made $70,000 profit in a year on a house. 24-year-old couple. Yeah, really worried about the economy, aren't we? Donald Trump's helping people print money. Market cap on companies now reaching hundreds of billions of dollars in the Trump economy. Stock market, even though it took a hit, well above Barack Obama, baby black Jesus' stock market. But Reuters wants you to believe a recession looms. If you have steady money in the stock market, you're good. If you're day trading, you're likely feasting. In other words, your investment money is the safest that it's ever been. If you take your money you had under Obama and you compare it to Trump, you would cry if you had to keep Obama's portfolio. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, I'm only telling you the truth. You don't have to believe it. You can run around and think, okay, Obama's okay. You just don't like him because he's black. You're black and you're jealous. You can say whatever you want to say. I'm telling you the facts. Give me my money during the time of Obama versus now. I'll take now for 2000, Alex. Give me the white Republican president every time, particularly this one. Not because our economy doesn't have long-term problems, folks. We do. At some point, after Trump exposes the Democrats once and for all for being the scumbags they are, he can start fixing all of the problems that he's inherited. Lots of them. You know what he's done? Just to give you some example, the Chinese are no longer going to be able to steal intellectual property. We will enforce our patent rights. We will ban their materials from coming to the United States if they violate our patents. Can you imagine the impact this is going to have not only in America, but around the world? Because it's been their policy to do this theft. When he stops them from becoming currency manipulators and they got to play fair, they got to compete on their own terms. That's what Trump wants. And the money that's going to hit this economy over the next 2 years with this tariff money coming in and the money that we're going to get back because our trading partners are actually recognizing that we're no longer going to be their patsies? Yeah. Recession, right? Recession is like racism. Democrats always accuse us of it, but it never seems to really exist except under them. We got a lot to talk about, folks. I'm going to tell you what Chicago's doing to run people out of that city.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats keep tipping their woeful poker hand. One spots their tails like a pimple on their foreheads. And the fact is, you don't even need to see their cards to see that they are holding nothing of value. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Merely telling you the facts. You can listen, not listen. It doesn't matter to me. These are my well thought out opinions from political insiding or insiders. You know, a little bit of knowledge I have on the inside, however you want to interpret that. And also from my worldly knowledge of how things work, being very observant. And by the way, you have much of the same power. You may not have quite as many political insiders as I have, and that's fine. I don't have the most. But I tell you this, I'm right more times than I'm wrong, and I know for a fact that the Democrats are reeling. Meaningless bluffs are all that they have in their hand. They got cards, and they're looking at you like, yeah, right, and you're going, come on, please. In case you've missed it, folks, Democrats are making a subtle shift in the strategy of criticizing President Trump. It's subtle, but it's got all the subtlety, in my opinion, of an 18-wheeler horn. Democrats are actually shifting from racism of Donald Trump to Donald Trump's economy. I want you to think about that for just a second. You're hearing there's a potential for a recession. They've moved from racism. It was a revamp of Charlottesville. We'll get to some of these. You know, then it was Tlaib and the squad and Omar and all of them. And suddenly we're talking about the economy. The stock market dropped 800 points. Oh, my gosh. Then it creeped back up. It dropped again. You want to know what the stock market is? The stock market is higher than it's ever been under any other president. If we stop the stock market right now, it is massively higher than that of Barack Obama's. Democrats hope, though, for the demise of the economy, so they cheer when the stock market takes a hit. And I don't blame them. I did the same thing when Barack Obama was president. But I didn't cheer against America. I cheered against the policies that I knew would drive the economy into a place that we didn't want to go. I knew his policies would fail. And I didn't like that the stock market was being propped up by the printing of money that almost doubled the national debt. That's what I didn't like. But Democrats are cheering against probably the most amazing leader we've had as president in modern history. Donald Trump didn't need any quantitative easing in order to get the economy where it is. He didn't have to print $9 trillion or what would have been roughly $3 trillion by now. In fact, the Fed penalizes Trump's economy with quantitative tightening. And yet, Trump still outperforms their wildest expectations. Recall when Trump was elected, folks. Democrats predicted the economy would tank. They predicted Armageddon. They said the stock market would go down and all. And everything that they predicted, the opposite happened. Quite the contrary. So the Democrats continued their attempted coup, claiming Russian collusion and obstruction. But sadly for the Democrats, the hypocrites, their great white hope, Robert Mueller, failed to connect those non-existent dots. But it's actually far worse than that, because Mueller did more than that. He embarrassed the Democrats. He put them on what we call in the vernacular front street. And now he's exposed them for what they are. And I'm going to tell you this. The anvil is going to fall on the party of butts. You know, the party of donkeys. You get what I'm saying? So now where's Mueller? He's in exile, probably hanging out with Ruth Gator Ginsburg. Or Gator, what's her name? And so Democrats have reverted back to calls of Trump racism, retreads of Charlottesville, followed by the feigned outrage over Trump's criticism of the squad, and then his attack on Baltimore, calling it a rat-infested city. All of this reconstituted the cause of racism by these hapless Democrats. And for all their whining, they failed to make the racism stick again, as Donald Trump continues rising in the polls. So now we've got a shift. I want you guys to understand, this is a legitimate, well-thought-out, they got to jump off racism. It isn't working. So they say, the economy is falling, Chicken Little. The economy! How could you possibly be talking about a recession in America when you have the most people working in history? If the Democrats want this strategy to be believed, they have to figure out how to sell this crazy, wacky concept to millions of people who are now cashing fatter paychecks and watching their 401ks look like cherubs just ballooning in front of them. They look like sumo wrestlers. How's your 401k look? And just how long do Democrats expect to sell the idea of losing a trade war when we have an $800 billion trade deficit? What exactly do they think China and almost every country running trade surpluses against America are going to do against Donald Trump? Let me just explain it this way. Only a moron would believe we're headed for a recession. And frankly, though I know Democrats are morons, they even know we're not headed for a recession. But that's what they still claim. You want to know who America's biggest client is? America. We beautiful Americans, we buy in abundance like no other nation, and that's why 330 million people constitute over 25% of the world economy. Think about that. America's economy is larger than that of a country with 1.5 billion people. You do the math. Now, want to know who the largest client is to almost every other country in the world outside of themselves? Not a trick question, folks. It's America. If a country isn't doing business with America, they're in trouble. And the president understands the clout of the American economy, which is why he demands this mistreatment stop. And unbelievably, he has detractors. People that have watched us fail in negotiating trade deals and in foreign policy. And Donald Trump. Here's what Juan Williams said. It's not just the Democrats who say, hey, this guy is inartful. The Wall Street Journal has said that. He's been attacked by the Wall Street Journal at a rally this week. You know, he then attacked the Wall Street Journal. But I think that what you see here is Trump's unpredictability, Dana, then risk global recession. And you can do that. I mean, clearly, unpredictability is something that really scares Wall Street because it depresses the likelihood of capital investment, which is necessary for stock growth. Let me tell you, for Juan Williams to say that shows his abject ignorance, because there's no time in America that we haven't been investing more. Trump inartful because the Wall Street Journal said it? In the wake of a bad week of the stock market, it is better than Barack Obama's, and Williams provides his expertise in economics. Trump's dealing with China has been masterful. He suspended around the tariffs. You want to know why? Negotiation tactic. It's unbelievable that this man is a commentator and that these people are trying this new tactic. Don't fall for it, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley is waving away concerns that a U.S.-China trade war is dragging down the U.S. economy.
Now is the time to have this fight with China. The president wants a deal. He has a great relationship with President Xi, but he's not going to make a deal that doesn't do anything to protect American farmers and American workers, American industry, and American companies.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. Economists noted that last week's yield on a 10-year Treasury note fell below that of a 2-year note for the first time since 2007, a sign that some investors see greater risks in the near future and possible indicator that a recession is looming. Federal prosecutors want to dismiss the sex trafficking charges against Jeffrey Epstein following his suicide in jail, but officials are considering charging other accusers. On Monday, 3 more alleged victims filed lawsuits against Epstein's estate. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Still supportive because those Chinese have been screwing us for years and years. And it'll get straightened out, I'm certain.
We're in a hole right now, but I think the things, if they go as they are, will get evened out. If we stay with what he says right now, will work.
No battle is over in a minute. If it is, it wasn't worth fighting.
No, they'll get it worked out. And I think, you know, what's going on right now is we're just trying to stand our ground. And I think you know, the president's very smart to do that because, I mean, we're not just going to roll over, you know, like they'd like us to.
I think that was like CNN or somebody, and they were interviewing farmers because of the trade issues, soybeans and, you know, beef or whatever, all these issues in trade related to China, and they got a surprise. Because despite the narrative that farmers are scared and they're one, these farmers are going, look, we got a president who's taking care of stuff. And, I mean, that was, I don't know where they were. They go to, like, some farmers convention or whatever. But the farmers that came out of that convention or what that, in those interviews were like, we trust the president. You can't end a fight in a minute or it's not much of a fight. Statements like that. KJRadio.com is where you can find this show. My name's Kevin Jackson. Dispelling the myths of the left. Shooting holes in the narratives of the left. Oh, the farmers is concerned. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump could take $20 billion of the money that we ship to China and for around products like, you know, food, whatever food sources they have, they take from us. I know soybeans are one. He could take $20 billion and he could satisfy every farmer, and they wouldn't have to ship a dollar to China. He could just take it from China as a deficit and say, we're just going to start doing business with our own people. And yeah, we might pay a little bit more, but at the end of the day, it's $20 billion out of the Chinese economy into our economy. Farmers are doing well. You may pay 5 cents more for something at the market, but I don't care. I would sacrifice that. I'd sacrifice even more. I'd rather do it that way than the government stealing my money in taxes. And I know what that's going to create. That extra 5 cents, that extra nickel or whatever you pay on product means more people are working. And I could go on. I could tell you the ripple effect of that $20 billion being in our economy. That farmer spending more on his tractors, spending more on his land, spending more on his own personal stuff. That's what that does. That is a very powerful dollar to put back into the economy. Leftists don't want to tell you that. They want you to believe that. No. I had one of my friends. He's a very, you know, he knows his stuff. He ran for president as a libertarian. And he's telling me, oh, the far-reaching implications of trade policy. I said, look, I get trade. I understand it. I understand it much deeper than I let on. You know, the idea that we use trade as a bargaining chip. Like, for example, when we wanted China to intervene with North Korea, they had no choice. Intervene because we're going to look at our trade policy. Mexico, you're going to send troops to the border or not? Because if you don't, it's going to influence our trade policy with you. Guatemala, same thing. You want to trade with the biggest, baddest boy on the block, then you better be listening to us. But in order for us to be that, we have to run somewhat of a deficit. But it doesn't all have to be tied to the deficit. It also can be tied to our philanthropic endeavors with that country. We give away a lot of money to Mexico, regardless of trade. So we can cut trade back. We can also cut our aid back. We have lots of levers to pull in America. We can cut off our markets and say, you know what? We just don't want your product. We're going to ban that particular product. Go find a new market for it. Maybe there's one in North Korea. Maybe there's one in one of the countries in Africa. That's how much we have to negotiate. So when I hear these people talk about, you know, what Trump's doing and how it's going to be impacted, it's a joke. The farmers love what the president is doing, and they have every reason to love it because they know he's got their back. But I want to talk about China. A guy wrote this. He says, China is in a weaker position economically because of President Trump. The tariffs, which China are ultimately paying for. This is from Gordon Chang, an expert on China. Now, I've been saying the same thing. I slept at a Holiday Inn Express, but I'm no expert on China. But I did live there. I've traveled there extensively. And I can tell you, from insiders and my own personal knowledge, this man is exactly right. Here's what he says. President Trump has not been deterred. We saw that this announcement of the last set of tariffs was going to go on $300 billion worth of goods. The market didn't like it, but nonetheless, this is something that had to be done. I think you could say the U.S. is winning because the Chinese are now doing things which smell desperate. He added before noting how China depreciated its currency. By devaluing their currency, Chang argued, the Chinese made their products cheaper for the U.S. consumer. So effectively, they're bearing President Trump's additional tariffs. So when Trump says the American consumer is not going to pay, he's correct on that. Do you think about that? Chinese devalued their currency. Let me explain it one more time. I think I talked about this before, but I may have been on another radio show that's not mine, the Kevin Jackson show. Anyway, so if China devalues their currency, what happens is everything that's shipping, everything that's in queue, the manufacturers in the United States, let's say it's 20%. So you've got a million dollars worth of product coming across the seas. The first thing that happens if you're a manufacturer is you say, okay, because you're net 30. Generally speaking, you're net 30, meaning you're going to pay 30 days from when you get the product. So whatever is shipping is already in the supply chain. You just got a 20% discount. So if you got $1 million coming, you just paid $800,000 for that product. You got a bonus. That's number one. The second thing is all of your work in process, the orders that you've placed that haven't shipped, you got a 20% discount. So let's say that's another million because you always have to have, you know, inventory ready to go. So that other million is now only $800,000. Now, what the Chinese are banking on is that you're going to place new orders. And those new orders are obviously going to be at the reduced price based on the Chinese currency. So all your new orders don't even have to be changed in shipment. Yeah. And for the record, in some cases in shipment, they'll say, no, you have to honor, we're honoring the rate that we had at the time. And that's fine, too. But whatever you have work in process, in the manufacturing process, possibly in inventory, and certainly any new orders are going to be at the reduced currency rate. So the Chinese economy, you may re-up, and you may go ahead and say, I'm going to reorder. So if we got a $350 billion tariff with China, we'll say, let's reorder, because even with the tariff at 20, let's say it's 25%, and all, let's make all these numbers match the tariff. The Chinese are effectively saying, we're going to negate the tariff. So keep ordering. Order your $350 billion of product. It's not going to impact you because we've reduced the number to handle the tariff. So the tariff goes into our economy. That's just money that the Chinese are going to pay the tariff, but it's going into the economy. But what the Chinese did in devaluing their currency is they reduced everybody's wages, all their work in process, everything, by that percentage as well. So their economy is taking a hit, at least as far as the amount of work they do with the business they do with America, of 25% on $350 billion net. Because they ship more. They ship like $500 billion, but we ship $150 billion. So the net to them is $350 billion. But that's a big chunk of your economy. A big chunk. In fact, $350 billion is the number 82 country in the world if it was to stand on its own in a, you know, against the GDP. So China takes a huge hit. 25% of $350 billion. It's a huge hit to their economy. So they need this trade to get in balance. And then there comes another thing that Donald Trump is doing. He says, okay, you can devalue your currency. He calls them out for it. But then he could say, I'm going to still subsidize our people to do it here. And even though you're getting that 25% discount, I'm still going to subsidize with the money that we would be paying to you. And I'm going to subsidize it with your own tariff money. So the 25% that we make on $350 million, which is what, 60, 70 million bucks, $70 million, whatever. It's more than that, actually, about 75, $80 million, billion. We're going to use that money to subsidize everybody else, every other industry that's suffering. So farmers, whomever, we're going to subsidize you with their, with that tariff money. Big trouble for China. In other words, you can't get away with this for very long. And Chang is saying this. He says, China has started losing its status as the world's factory floor as currency depreciation has forced companies to take their factories out of the communist nation. In other words,
Trump. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
China. I used to love how Trump would say China during the campaign. Man, talk about an education on China that America got when Trump became president, when Trump started running. I will never forget when Donald Trump started talking about currency devaluation, theft of intellectual property, etc. And I remember thinking, is this going to play? And then it started dawning on me how this was one of these issues that politicians didn't talk about, but it was a big issue. Trade, theft of intellectual property, currency devaluation, and how that impacts our economy, and it's a huge issue. It's something now we talk about all the time. Prior to Donald Trump, trade, we wrote it off as we just are going to lose $700 billion plus dollars a year in trade. It is the new normal. That's what Obama said. That's pretty much what had been happening year after year. It's not all Obama's fault, but it was put on steroids by Obama for sure. Going from, I mean, increasing year over year. I've looked at the numbers. You can go look them up yourself. Go back 20 years and look at our trade deficit. It'll shock you. It's almost like somebody just said, oh, who cares? So we're going to lose manufacturing. Nobody thought about the long range impact of losing the jobs and all the residual impact of not having those companies in America. It isn't about the manufacturing side. You can have a manufacturing plant that has 1,000 people. That supports 5,000 other jobs in the city. That, I mean, it's really that big. You get a plant that's going to have 10, like in New York, 25,000. Now, it wasn't manufacturing for Amazon, but 25,000 high-paying jobs. That's 25,000 people that need childcare. They need to buy cars. They need to buy homes. They need to buy food. They need to buy gasoline. They need dry cleaning. You get what I'm saying? You support that ecosystem of a 25,000 person group. It's cities are built on that. Flint, Michigan lost GM and it shut the city down. Do you get what I'm saying? And God forbid it's high paying good jobs. So Trump brings all this to the attention of us. He talked about manufacturing and we didn't need to lose these jobs. I agree with him, by the way. We've been talking about, everybody was talking about offshore. Offshore became sexy at one point in my career. It was like, are you guys offshore? We're offshore. Because it was like, we have now the best of all worlds. We have our high rates for local stuff, but we have these other rates in India and Bangladesh and Bangalore, you know, in India. And we started talking about places in China and Vietnam and Russia. It was moving around, shifting. Manufacturing in Malaysia, Thailand. You know, I was covering the world with this stuff. It was very sexy to say you had offshore and you could reduce those rates and you were operating 24/7 because when your U.S.-based team wasn't doing something, your India-based team was doing something because they were a big, you know, difference in time zones. It was sexy to talk about it. I'll never forget being sitting in front of boards and having these discussions. But in the long run, we started talking about nearshore because we were losing so many jobs. People were like, well, we should be doing nearshore. And what they meant by nearshore was not in the actual hotbed or center of like in those cities, but how about we put some of these things in rural communities and we use our own labor to do it because people in Timbuktu, Iowa don't need to work for $40 an hour. They could work for 20, 25. And it wasn't $3 an hour like they're getting in Russia or something, but it was nearshore enough, and you could rationalize all the other stuff because you didn't have logistics. You weren't shipping stuff, loading it into containers, offloading it into customs, bringing it in by truck, etc. You could say, okay, we can rationalize that. So nearshore became a big issue at one point. But had it been thought through, because Barack Obama had no business experience whatsoever, he couldn't think of anything. He knows nothing about supply chain. So Trump comes in and says, we can bring these jobs back. What are you talking about? But before we even get to that, how about we look at the currency manipulation of China? So what did he do recently? He says, China is a currency manipulator. He made that promise. He says, I'm going to call them what they are. And the announcement by the U.S. Treasury follows a sharp fall in the value of the Chinese yuan against the dollar. The drop caught markets off guard as Beijing usually supports the currency. Last week, China pledged to retaliate against the president. He vowed to impose 10% tariffs on $300 billion of Chinese imports. On Monday, the yuan passed the $7 level for the first time since 2008, prompting the president to accuse China on Twitter of manipulating its currency. U.S. government said Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin will now engage with the IMF to eliminate the unfair competitive advantage created by China's latest actions, blah, blah, blah. So I want to read to you something from a friend of mine who's in China. He gives me reports from China. Sadly, he's coming back. I mean, I'm happy because I get to hang out with him. But he said, I'm coming back to Florida, Kevin. He says, I've been working for a high-tech company based in Austin, VP of Business Development. He says, things here in China are on a downhill slope. The inflation is very high. I was back in Chicago for the month of July before coming back here to finish packing and closing up business-related issues. Just at McDonald's, Big Mac value meal was $31 now, 31 yuan. Now it's 33 yuan. The number of expats leaving the country is very noticeable. In Hong Kong, where I live on the border, the amount of protest is mind-boggling. I do say very peaceful, not violent, like some of the press want you to believe. The protests at the international airport did get out of hand. They now have it under control after 2 days of canceled flights. I had some arguments with some people who are never Trumpers back in the States. Seems that the left seems to think that these tariffs that are imposed on China will be passed on to the American people. That shows the people are not using their brains. First of all of the Chinese companies are taking the hit by lowering their prices. So the Chinese companies are adjusting to the tariffs by lowering their own prices so that they can offset it. Now, I talked about this in a previous segment, how in the long run this hurts the Chinese. Chinese run it very, very low margins to begin with. And now they're saying, you know what, in order to keep this factory going, in order for me to keep my bills paid, my family fed, and my workers there, because you can't lose those workers. It's a lot more difficult to train somebody after the fact. So these guys are saying, I'll take the hit. The government is collecting the tariffs, but these guys are saying, nope, I'll pass it. I'm going to give it to the people. So, I mean, this is a part of it I didn't even realize until my friend told me. So I'm telling you that the government's devaluation of their money made people order more product and keep the flow going at the cheaper rate, because now the Chinese yuan's been devalued. But even beyond what I told you, so if the government tacked on a 15% tariff and then raised lowered the value of their money by X percentage in order to offset Trump's tariff, there's so much benefit for us. And I mean, I would take advantage of it. I'm not going to lie to you. I would order from China right now. I would fill their supply chain because, as my friend pointed out, the inflation's going through the roof. These guys cannot sustain this. You can't artificially deflate your money and raise tariffs. Then your suppliers, the people that are trying to make a living, they say, look, we want to offset it because we love our big client, our big customer, the United States. So we're going to lower our rates so that it looks invisible to them. So the Treasury of America makes money through the tariffs. Our consumers benefit. Our manufacturers are still taking a little bit of a hit because, you know, their prices are up, going to go up in China. That's fine. They may take a little bit of a hit, but the money that Trump is collecting and the damage he's doing to the Chinese economy can't be sustained. There is no economist in the world that would tell. And I talked to you about what Chang said about this. He goes, Trump is winning this battle. He's making the Chinese do things that they've never had to do. And the only thing that the Chinese are betting on is Trump losing. People are saying, if there's anybody that's going to help to get somebody else into office, it will be the Chinese. They need to see Trump gone. They need a weak-kneed sister. My buddy says the Chinese manipulated the currency from 6.4 to 7.09, which will absorb the new tariff that is being imposed. He says that is being imposed on China. So they offset Trump in that way. But here's the point that I wanted to make. He says, I'm getting more dirty looks from the Chinese people. Chinese government is canceling Chinese visas for any possible reason. All of the last uprising in China was started in the south, and it looks like Hong Kong may be the flashpoint. They've been raiding English schools to check visas on teachers. That's from on the ground.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.